We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'd like to take a second to shout out the network that helps distribute our show. Armchair Media. Armchair is a collection of 50 plus podcasts, including ours, trying to localize the sports world a little bit more. We've been with them since last year and have enjoyed growing our audience with them since. Starting today, BetOnline will serve as our title sponsor for Armchair, as well as our show. This will open up the possibility to develop merchandise lines, as well as potentially host live events once we return to semblance of normalcy. With NASCAR, UFC, and golf coming back, BetOnline has hundreds of games and events to bet on. They have live and simulated sports, as well as a $10,000 Madden Bracket Challenge you get in for free. Visit BetOnline.ag on your computer or mobile device to check out the action. BetOnline is your wagering online solution. In addition to BetOnline coming on board, Armchair will now serve as the host network for the world's largest skateboarding podcast, The Nine Club. Hosted by professional skaters Chris Roberts and Kelly Hart, The Nine Club talks every week with the biggest names in skating. They're on social media at The Nine Club. To see all things Armchair, search the Armchair Media Network whenever you get your pods. Also, check out our website, armchairmedianetwork.com, and their social channels at Armchair Media. Armchair Media, those who can't do, those who can't, hashtag take a seat. All right, guys, welcome into another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris here. Brought to you by Armchair Media, take a seat. Happy Monday, June 1st. And there's just a lot that, I'm not sure if there's really a lot to get into, but, you know, it's been a pretty interesting couple of days. I mean, Pitt football did get some verbal commits, I think like at least one or two this past week. I'll have to look. But, obviously, a lot of that's taken a back seat because of what's happened the last several days. Now, as you all have seen, George Floyd in Minneapolis. He's actually a Houston native. He died in the hands of police violence. You know, you've obviously seen the video where he's on the ground and he couldn't breathe because the officer's knee was on his neck and he eventually dies. And, of course, there was protests, and the protests, they happened across the country as well, and obviously a lot of fallout. And there's just a lot to talk about because it goes in so many different directions. I mean, we can start with what happened in the state of Minnesota. Yeah, it was a peaceful protest that turned, I guess, from what it looked like, out of hand. There was looting and vandalism. And it looked like, initially when I saw it, I was like, okay, why are they destroying property now? And in a lot of ways, I can understand maybe this whole peaceful stuff and being hit with tear gas or bullets, it just has a rippling effect and, people said the hell with it. We're just going to burn this bitch down. But as we saw in Pittsburgh and other places, some of this stuff wasn't even being even done by the protesters. It was just people, that had no interest in the actual protest or the message. They just wanted clout and they just wanted to, it was basically an open invitation for them to destroy stuff and to loot. and as you saw that as well, I mean, there was people that probably had no interest in the protest. They were going in looting stores. I mean, who the fuck loots a Vans store in the middle of a protest? I mean, it's just stuff like that. I mean, people just have no interest in it. The Mary Lemieux statue got defaced, and it just freaking spray paint. It's going to get, you know, it's going to come off, and I'm sure Mary will be fine with it, although we've really heard much from the Penguins in terms of the statements. I mean, there's teams putting out statements. I mean, the New York Islanders, they put a statement out. It's kind of tone deaf, but it's the Islanders. There's other NHL players have been putting out statements, but, the Penguins been kind of quiet unless, you know, they put something out as I'm recording this. I mean, Sid's been quiet. The Penguins been quiet, and but Penn or Doozy, he usually comes on Twitter when he wants to subtweet a Penn State, you know, player or a recruit, and he's been pretty quiet. And Jeff Capel's been very vocal about this. I mean, he's even engaged some of his followers, even people who tell him he's, you know, even ones that don't agree with him. He's been pretty, you know, active in this. But nothing from, you know, from certain people. I mean, not much from the Steelers either. I mean, Big Ben donates dogs to Yeah, Big Ben donates canines to police force. I mean, he's done that. He's been donating canines for a long time. Even before, you know, I think ever since he's gotten to the league, he's been doing the whole donating canines to police departments. So I really don't think he's gonna. You're not gonna really get anything much out of him. And if anything, he's not on social media. Whoever manages his account does all that. I mean, some stewards have, you know, are engaged or talking. I saw that Dejan Kovacevic, he published an article, and so did Christopher Carter, I guess, who's also a writer for him. And supposedly he lost some subscriptions and followers over this. Like, they weren't happy with what they wrote. And I read their articles because, you know, Dejan posts them as a free link. And they were pretty fair and balanced. I don't think they were harsh or anything like that. I mean, they, if anything, they were trying to explain a lot of stuff, and that's really all it was explaining these things. And people obviously got upset over it. I don't know why people bothered to get upset. Ian Troost, a former Pitt player, he had some things to say about what happened with the, I guess, you know, Pitt Athletics released their little Nike statement. You know, that's what everybody's been doing, is basically taking whatever Nike posted and retweeting it. And he had a few things to say about it, because if you remember, Ian, a few years ago, he kneeled for the anthem. And I remember it generated some conversations amongst Pitt Twitter. And for me, you know, I'd have to go back to my podcasts and listen go back to what I had to say, but I wasn't against what he was doing. And I think at the time I felt people wanted to pull their donations because somebody they probably didn't know a whole lot about until he started to kneel, you know, it's stupid. I mean, before all that, I don't think a lot of them know who Ian was, and now they want to pull their donations or stop going to Pitt games because he's kneeling. Come on now. And, you know, but, you know, and obviously since he's, you know, he's done this, Ian's been using his platform, you know, he's followed up with what he was doing, and, you know, I can say more power to him, definitely. I mean, I've thought maybe based on what was in the articles back then, I thought maybe there was more support. He was getting more support. for what he was doing. It looks like he really wasn't. They were worried about it. Pythlax didn't see him as a team player, and they were worried about losing donations and ticket sales. But if you look at if you looked at Heinz Field the last five, 6 years, maybe longer, I'm sure. I mean, the stadium really hasn't been all that full for the most part. So, and as far as donations go for generating, donations for Pythletics, Pitt's near the bottom of the ACC, so I'm not really sure what Pythletics would be concerned about, because we can't fill our stadium, and we don't get the donations that other people get. So, what exactly are we losing here? But if anything, I think that what Ian had to say could possibly shed some light on why, the coach isn't saying anything. Why Pat Narduzzi isn't saying much. Why, Pitt hasn't really said much at all either. It could also shed light on what happened with Colin Kaepernick. Maybe teams were worried about lost revenue if they would sign him. But the thing is all these NFL teams have waiting lists for NFL tickets. So, if people are going to cancel their season tickets, then, next man up. But the thing is, they all have a lot of them have their own personal seat licenses, so I'm sure they're not going to give up their seat licenses. They may sell for tickets, but I'm sure they won't give up their little precious seat licenses. If anything, they'll still buy their season tickets. They'll just sell them off. That's really all that is. I don't really buy why I gave up my season tickets because of Colin Kaepernick. No. You probably sold your tickets off and kept your seat license. Because if you're really that all in, I'm sure. I think that's how, if I remember correctly, that's how that all works. I have to go back and look, because I know when we had season tickets to the Steelers and Three Rivers, we had to buy the seat license with for Hines. But as far as the whole what's been going on, the protesters have even made their way to the White House, and I think you could say a lot of this has been a build-up for the last 4 years, possibly. And on top of that, we still have COVID to deal with. And, of course, I think social distancing went out the window with the protests. And everything else going on. I'm sure this will be a big litmus test for the whole COVID thing. And, I think it just definitely built up of everything. The last 4 years and plus the last 2 months. You got people losing their jobs, unemployment's at an all-time high, and then you had not just this George Floyd, but you had other incidents happen. Like, for instance, the Ahmaud Arbery. I think I'm butchering his name. My apologies. Ahmaud Arbery. He, as you all know, he went for a jog and he got hunted down and got killed. And I guess supposedly they saw him. There was people going into a construction site to check out a home, and it turns out, according to the surveillance, there was a lot of people that were doing it. But for some reason, these residents focused on this person for whatever reason, and they killed him. So, I believe now it's all a big buildup the last 4 years. Because you got, our current president, he's on Twitter shit-talking, and then... You had, playing our protests the last 4 years, and it all comes here. But to close out, I will say, in terms of, like, you know, Penn or Doozy, my hope is that Penn or Doozy is having discussions with his players, and he's talking to them about what's going on, and he's having open conversations. And not so much the players, the recruits as well, and other coaches. I hope he is doing that. And I'm sure Mike Tomlin's probably had his discussions as well with his players. As far as the Penguins, I don't know. I'm sure guys are talking. They have to be. I'm sure they saw what happened in a arena that they play in, that where the protests were happening. And you would hope that they were having these discussions. So, obviously, the country is opening back up now. I mean, I was out yesterday and I saw that people pretty much have said the hell with wearing masks. I mean, it's funny, before what happened the last several days, the masks were a big issue, and now the whole, you know, COVID thing has really fallen by the wayside. And I think the people as a whole have pretty much said the hell with it, and so I'm not seeing people wearing masks anymore. And a lot of places now, I mean, especially a lot of bars, I mean, I'm seeing them now going to full capacity now. I mean, they were supposed to be 25%, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be enforced, and people just, you know, people kind of, you know, they got to make money. And that's just, you know, they have businesses. That's just how it is. The sports world is starting to open back up. NBA has sent up their plans to restart the season. NHL is going to have, you know, that their format. Major League Baseball is another issue. It's still a pissing match between the players and the owners over money, and, well, players want their full salary, and I understand that. And the owners, I obviously don't want to do all that because they're losing money right now as it is. It's hard to say. But, I mean, if you want to bet, I mean, there's soccer. You can bet on soccer. NASCAR, too. I mean, plenty of, you know, college football obviously is slated to start on time. I mean, just not sure about the campuses. I think, as far as that goes, I think we'll know more this month. Probably after June, I'm thinking, if things with the with COVID really die down, we'll probably, I think everything will open back on time, like scheduled. That this will be the last of it. I mean, my oldest child has virtual graduation, and, man, that was something. I mean, he sat there, and they talked, and they had, like, a little PowerPoint, and of course, the kids were in the chat on Zoom, cutting up in the chat. It was hilarious. You know, the student, you know, the teacher wasn't too happy with them cutting up and typing stuff, and, but, you know, one thing that saddened me in that chat was the teacher told him not to talk, not to chat, you know, type anything in the chats. And a couple of his friends were saying hi to him, and he couldn't, and the, you know, teacher said for them not to, you know, type anything or whatever. And my son obviously is going to follow the rules, and he was sad they couldn't say anything back to his friends, at least say goodbye. Because a lot of his friends, he's not going to see them anymore because they're all, I think they're not going to the same middle school as he is. They're all moving. So he never really got to have, you know, one last time with them. And I think that's the hardest part about, you know, a lot of this, what, you know, with a lot of these schools closing. People say, well, you know, you'll have other things in life, and for a lot of them, I mean, they didn't get to you know, hang out with their friends for one last time, and for a lot that played sports, they didn't get to play their one last game. I mean, they didn't get to play that one last, you know, regular season game, tournament game. They didn't get all that, and you know, so you know, for me, I didn't want to beat the horn too much about it. I just figured I'd listen and wait, and you know, now what's finally hit me was the while it makes sense now. And as far as, you know, what's happening now, I mean, rather than on Twitter, it's very easy to come off on, you know, to jump on emotion based on your emotions, because you see something, you're like, ugh, gotta go and tweet this, and then you realize that you're wrong for what you tweeted, and you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta apologize. Shit. That's how it always usually goes. We get emotional, and then all of a sudden, it's not so much about, you know, what's happening here, but it could be anything. We have a hot pit take or a hot sports take. We go off emotionally, and then we end up being wrong, and then we end up being looking like complete assholes about it. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I was dumb. Closing out, Pitt did get a verbal commit before, I guess, last week. They got Malik Newton, a running back out of Virginia. And I believe they flipped a player, too, from Iowa State, they flipped a player. Yes, they did. They flipped Noah Bigelow, a cornerback out of Florida. He was a Iowa State commit, and Pitt flipped him. So Pitt, you know, despite the, you know, what's been happening with the quarantine and things, the Pitt recruiting train keeps rolling on. Anyways, guys, that's all I have for today. I'm sure I'll have more later in the week, but have a great week. Hail to Pitt. Stay healthy, stay safe.